There's a line at the end of The Life of Pi, beautiful book and that movie by Ian Martell, that goes like this. I suppose in the end, the whole of life becomes an act of letting go. This line has struck me from the moment I heard it, but it has become more and more meaningful in the last few years. You see, when I was younger, rarely someone that I cared for died. They were my age, or just a little older than me. But as years go by, every year, with always increasing frequency, I lose someone that I care for. And that's why this line came back to my mind, powerful and meaningful. I suppose in the end, the whole of life becomes an act of letting go. We let go of our youth, we let go of the places we grew up, then our parents, grandparents, then we start losing other people, close friends. When I heard through Kathy of Jesus' diagnosis, I started doing something that I had not done before. Something that I've learned from Blessed Scalabrini. There's a painting of him in the back there, the founder of the religious community Father Carlos and I belong to. It is told that when he had a special concern, he would write the name of the person and place it on the altar underneath the corporal, the little cloth that we have there, so as to pray for that person at every mass. Well, Jimmy's name has been on that altar for a long time now. I've been praying for him. We have been praying for him constantly. So my question is, has this all been in vain? Has God ignored our prayers? Well, we hear in today's first reading, beautiful reading from the Book of Wisdom, that a good life is not measured in terms of years. Jimmy lived only 61 years, 37 today, married to Kathy. Not enough. We wanted him to have at least another 20, 25, 30, 50 years. But a good life is not measured in terms of years. You could have 100 years, and that doesn't make your life beautiful. Jimmy's life has been beautiful. As a matter of fact, as I was considering preparing this homily, something came to mind, a documentary on the life of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. The first documentary by BBC reporter Malcolm Muggeridge, titled Something Beautiful for God. It later became also a book. Supposedly he asked her, what are you doing here in Calcutta? She answered, something beautiful for God. That's what Jimmy did every Saturday evening at 5 p.m. He was here, he was doing what he loved, what he was good at. He was honoring, serving God, and serving our community. He was doing something beautiful for God. And I remember when they told Jimmy that he might lose sensitivity in his hands. He might not be able to play guitar again. That hit him maybe more than the diagnosis of cancer. But he was able to play almost until the very last day. I think that God listened, maybe not to my prayer, but to his, to Jimmy's prayer. He wanted to play guitar. And God listened to our prayers also in another way. Look at around you. Look how many people gathered to honor Jimmy and his life and his legacy. We grew in friendship with him, with Kathy and her family, and with each other because of Jimmy. He has done in a way a miracle. He has brought us together like never before. So God did not listen to my prayer. My prayer was that Jimmy would heal. But somehow God has listened to our prayers. He has granted us maybe what we did not know that we needed. God, see, our prayer is not meant to change God's mind, God's plans, because Jimmy's death was not in God's plans. When we say God's will be done, as if, you know, we need to accept the inevitable demise of each one of us, that life is about letting go. That's not God's will. God's will is that we all have life with Him. That's what Jesus says in the Gospel. I'm going ahead to prepare a place so that you may be where I am. That's God's plan, God's will. So our prayer is not meant to change God's mind, God's will, but it's meant to open our eyes to see that through this all, God's love is stronger than death. And the second reading that was chosen because my understanding is that Jimmy has a Bible quote hanging up on his wall that is exactly taken from today's second reading. We know that all things work for good for those who love God. All things work for the good of those who love God. This, is, I believe, was Jimmy's confirmation Bible quote. And he loved it so much that he put it up on his wall. Did everything work for his good? Again, our eyes see something different, a different picture. But God's will is that even through death, Jimmy may share in his life and in his love. And that's why the second reading, continuing from the letter to the Romans, is so beautiful. You see, Paul wrote to the Romans, to the Christians that were living in Rome. When studying theology in Rome, I would every day pass by the Colosseum or the Circus Maximus. In the Circus Maximus is where many Christians were put to death, executed for the entertainment of the Roman crowds, fed to the wild beasts, or killed by gladiators. To them, to these Christians, Paul wrote the letter to the Romans. What does he say? He says, nothing can come between us and the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. Nothing will ever separate us from the love of God. Not even the sword, persecution, not even death. And that's the fulfillment of that line that Jimmy so loved so much. That everything works for the good of those who love God. Jimmy was loved by God, is loved by God. Now more than ever. Just like your love for Jimmy has not diminished, our love for him has not diminished because he passed away. Maybe we love him even more now. We forget maybe the little flaws and the little things that annoyed him. Now all looks just perfect. And so we believe that we can trust the Lord. And that's what the gospel message is. You believe in God, you have faith in God, have faith also in me. Today's big challenge for each one of us, for you, Kathy, for your children, your grandchildren, the whole family, the big challenge is to answer to that question. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. But what does it mean to have faith? Having faith is putting ourselves into His hands and saying, whatever you do, I'm fine. I trust you. Let me share with you a little personal anecdote. Just over a year ago, a year and a half ago or so, I lost my mom. Thank God I was with her in Italy. And then they asked me what they asked me also a couple of days ago, something very hard, to preside a funeral mass. You know, when you preside a funeral mass, it's always sad, always challenging, but when it's for your mom, or when it's for Jimmy, it's a challenge. At first I didn't want to. I found a friend, another priest, and said, could you do it for me? He said yes. But then, speaking with my siblings, I thought, I owe it to them. I owe it to my mother. I should be presiding this mass. I was afraid I would choke up and not be able to say a word. But God gave me the grace to pull through it. And at the end of my homily, I shared with my siblings and with the whole community, I shared a prayer that I would like to share with you today. It's a prayer by Charles de Foucault, a Frenchman who died while preaching the gospel in the desert in Africa. A prayer of abandonment, of letting go, of saying, I trust you. I put myself in your hands. We put Jimmy in your hands, Lord. We trust you. We trust that this good man who lived a beautiful life, who did something beautiful for God, who has served God and the community, who has made us enjoy celebrating Mass, who has been a good father, a good husband, a good grandfather, who loved barbecuing, who loved playing guitar, doing martial arts. This man, Lord, we entrust him into your hands. We trust you, Lord. I trust you. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. Into your hands we commend Jimmy's soul. We offer it to you with all the love of our heart, for we love you, Lord, and so need to give ourselves, to surrender ourselves into your hands without reserves and with boundless confidence, for you are our Father.